أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون. From the beginning of the surah, Surah Yasin, Allah explained the truthfulness of the risalat of the that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul and the messenger and the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala explained how the people of Makkah refused to believe and how they confronted Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To console Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah explained the instance of Ashabi Qarya, the people who also two Rasuls were sent to them and they refused to believe, and a third person came for their nusrat and their help, and how without any pity or mercy, how they had slain him and killed him. Now, and then Allah raised him and entered him into Jannat and blessed him with all the great favors of Jannat. Now Allah Ta'ala explains examples by which we can understand and realize the existence, the qudrat, the power of Allah, the life of the year after. Allah has presented various proofs, and in each proof there are many other proofs as well. The first one, Allah Ta'ala says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةِ, or ek nishani hai, unke waaste zameen, murda. One clear sign to recognize Allah Ta'ala and the resurrection that will be brought back to life after death is this dead earth. When the earth becomes dead in winter, the grass turns grey, it is burnt black, there is no life, the tree leaves have fallen off the trees, etc. And then ahyaynaha, usko humne zinda kar diya. Allah brings it back to life again. The first rain of spring, and we see everything becomes green, becomes fresh again. So from the dead earth, Allah brings back life. So when we are dead and lying in our graves, it is not difficult for Allah with one command that He brings us back to life again. وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبَّا, or نِكَالَ usme se anaj. And that not only did we bring the earth back to life, but we brought food and we brought sustenance for mankind, whether it is in the form of maize, whether it is in the form of wheat, whether it is in the form of various types of vegetables, various types of fruit. From the dead earth, we see how Allah Ta'ala brings various things back to life again. From there also, weeds also grow. And other things which are harmful for man also grow. Just like that, from the dead earth, we will be brought back to life. Some people will be like roses on the day of Qiyamah. Some people will be like beautiful flowers. Other people will be like weeds. They will suffer the consequences of their actions in this world. فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ, or usse khate hai. And then not only that Allah has made this food just for us to see, but Allah made it food for us to eat. Our sustenance Allah has made in there. And also in there, Allah has made the sustenance of our animals also. The grass, etc., which the animals eat, various types of corn and seeds which birds, fowls, etc. eat. All this is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And when people will be brought back to life on the day of Qiyamah, they will also enjoy the fruit of Jannat again there. وَجْعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِينٍ وَعَعْنَابٍ, اور بنا دیا ہم نے اس میں باغ کھجور کے اور انگور کے. And then in this very earth we have made various orchards. Some of them we have made of dates, and others we have made of grapes. And this is also Allah's qudrat, that it is not every piece of ground that will grow various things to be grown. For example, the land of Afghanistan is famous for its grapes. Grapes grow, dates don't grow there. The land of Arabia, grapes don't grow there. Allah made it that dates grow there. So all different. And in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَرْضٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ, that all the pieces of earth, we made them neighbors of one another. One piece of ground is perfect to mine there and take out diamonds or gold. Another piece of ground is perfect for banana plantation. Another one, perfect for mealy plantation. This is all the qudrat of Allah by which we should understand and recognize Allah Ta'ala. Just like that, from the various lands, various things come out. Somewhere diamond, somewhere coal, somewhere gold. Like that from the hearts of people also. Some people's hearts are like diamond mines and the diamonds of deen come out. Other people are like coal mines and coal comes out from their heart. So people are also different. Just as Allah has made the land different, Allah has made people also different. وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونَ اور بَحَادِيَ اُسْمِ بَعَزِ چَشْمِ. And then again we made some fountains to flow and some rivers and streams and from fountains to flow in this earth that gives life to this earth. This is also a amazing system, irrigation system of Allah Ta'ala. Allah sends down snow on the mountains. That is the deep freeze of Allah, where it is kept safe and where it is kept, it is stored very nicely. And then at the bottom, that part of the snow that is joined to the mountain starts melting and it seeps into the mountain. And then Allah has made His water pipes in the form of rivers and various canals, etc., where the water flows. And then somewhere it comes out as a waterfall and forms a river, and it flows as a river. Other places it flows under the ground in streams, and then it comes out in the forms of fountains in different places. Or people dig down a wells and take out water from there. In this way Allah supplies this water. لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ كَكْحَائِ اُسْكِ مِيوَ. And this is all the qudrat of Allah, to understand the qudrat of Allah. And it is also the ni'mats and the favors of Allah, so that we eat of the fruit that comes. Water which is colorless, tasteless, and no smell in it, but it, and the ground which is like dead, and especially in winter the dead ground. But by Allah's qudrat, now Allah takes out different types of fruit. Allah takes out a mango, the color of it is also so beautiful, the taste of it is so beautiful, the smell of it is so beautiful. And what variety of mangoes. Allah takes out grapes, and what variety of grapes. Allah Ta'ala takes out bananas, and what variety of bananas. All this is for us to enjoy, and before we enjoy it, to recognize Allah and to turn to Allah in obedience and to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ اور اس کو بنایا نہیں ان کے ہاتھوں نے. And all this the hands of man did not make. The most man does, he will cultivate the ground, he will put the seeds, he will do the irrigation. But for that seed to split open and for the shoot to come out, and then for that plant to come out, the tree to come out, and then for the fruits to be formed, and all the taste in the fruit, the color in the fruit, the wonderful smell in the fruit, man has got no hand in that whatsoever. It is only the work of Allah Ta'ala. We should enjoy the fruit, etc. We sit with a bowl of fruit salad, or a bowl of fruit in front of us. There are apples in there, there are bananas in there, there are grapes in there are pineapples in there. We see it, we admire it, we should think of Allah, remember Allah, and then enjoy it also, and make shukr to Allah, and use the strength that we get in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ كِيُوْ شُكَرْ نَهِي كَرْتَي. Allah says, how is it that man does not make shukr? But until the eyes of our hearts are not open, we don't even recognize this. And this is one of the greatest ibadat, the ibadat of the heart, to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And that is the work of the khanqa and the mashayikh, who open the eyes of the heart, and a person sees all this qudrat of Allah in everything. Whether it is in the smile of your baby who is sleeping, whether it is your wife that is sleeping peacefully and you see her and you admire her, a person recognizes Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, a person is like a laborer who works hard from the morning till the evening, doing very hard work and getting a very small wage. And those people who have got ma'rifat of Allah, they do very light work and they take the biggest wages. And they are sitting in comfort comfort like in a wonderful air-conditioned office, but everything just at the tip of a finger, they do all their work very easily and they take the biggest wages. And another person works on the road, digging the whole day in the sun and the rain, and he gets a small wage. So this is the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has explained over and over in the Quran, but very sadly we don't pay any attention to this. Subhanalladhi khalaqal azwaj kullaha, paak zaat hai jisne banaye jore sab cheez ke. Pure is that being who has created everything in pairs. If you just ponder a little, we will see everything is in pairs. Man and woman, old and young, the sky and the earth, the sun and the moon, and carry on and on. Allah has made everything in pairs. But He Himself has got no pair. He is only one. From there also a person should recognize the oneness, the tawheed of Allah, which is the very basis and crux of our deen. Mimma tumbitul ard, un cheezo se jo ugati hai zameen, of all the things that grow on the earth, Allah made pairs. Even trees, though if you just have one tree, it won't bear. You need another tree near it. And then when the two are together, then they start bearing fruit, etc. وَمِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ or خُدْ أُنْمَ سَيْ and even of man, Allah made us into pairs. A man alone will never have children. A woman alone will never have children. Allah paired us up and then we find that we procure and we have children, etc. وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ or in cheezo mein jinki unko khabar nahi. And Allah has made pairs of many other things which man does not know also. Even in our atoms, we have electrons, we have protons, we have everything. If we see, we have the positive, we have the negative in everything. Allah has made everything in pairs, while He has kept Himself without any pair whatsoever. All these are clear signs to recognize Allah. But when our eyes of the heart are not open, we make ibadat also our whole life, but we don't get that for results and fruit which a person gets whose eyes of the heart are open. And all this is to open the eyes of our heart. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.